Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Happy to be with you here, filling in for Mark Cox. You know, Ethan, my son yesterday asked me if I'm famous.
Of course you are.
Well, no, I said, as far as you're concerned, I mean, I'm probably the most famous person you know. So in that sense, I guess.
I would say you're famous, Ryan. You host Coast to Coast.
I do. I people know me through Coast to Coast. I get all kinds of messages that way. Joining us now is someone that looks at states and money, and joining us, the State Policy Network's Senior Executive Vice President and Senior Fellow for the SPN Center for Practical Federalism, Tony Woodley. Thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
I know, famous, all things considered. Weren't you just interviewed by the Wall Street Journal?
Yes, sir, I was. Kim Strassel.
That's
lovely
big.
Lovely interview.
That's fame right there. Wall Street Journal calls you for an interview. That's pretty important.
Well, I don't know. It could have been a slow day.
It could have been the other way to look at it, I guess. Well, one of the things that you're looking at during the government shutdown is each state's reliance on federal dollars. It's kind of interesting because at the website you have right now, what percentage of federal dollars each state is needed. And Missouri gets a lot of federal dollars. They're pretty heavily relying on the federal government, which makes things a little bit complicated when the government shut down and the funds aren't going out and the checks aren't being signed.
That's right. The average state gets about 37% of its revenue from the federal government, which is double what it was in 1990. And Missouri is above that. Missouri gets 46% of its revenue from the federal government, which is actually a higher percentage than it was getting during the height of the COVID shutdowns.
So what accounts for that? Because, you know, there's some states that give more money into the federal government than they receive back from it. At 46%, that seems like maybe Missouri may be getting more than they're giving.
Well, a lot of it is formula driven. So there are going to be things like Medicaid is a big driver, and that's, you know, what percentage of your state is dependent on aid for food assistance. And that's, you know, that's like 47 million Americans, for better or worse. So that's a key driver. And of course, Medicare, other kind of formula driven things. And the challenge is that for a lot of this stuff, you know, the money goes to Washington. It doesn't all come back out to the states. And it's, and often it comes back with all sorts of strings attached that make it less efficient, like feeding Americans by sending money to Washington. And then having Washington put all these restrictions on how you use the money and then sending it back to the states is probably the worst way to feed Americans. But that's how we do it.
Sounds like money laundering. Well, that's
fairly,
some of the argument they made about the Department of Education. They said you're sending all this money. And what's the point of the Department of Education if you don't have the way to govern yourself when it comes to education? Like, wouldn't it just be more pragmatic to save the money and do it yourself?
The local schools, about 86% of their funding comes from state and local sources. So only 14% comes from Washington. But the killer, Ryan, is that as soon as you take a dime of that federal money, that's when they start telling you how to run your schools, whether it's here's what your curriculum's got to be or here's how you're going to test kids. Or, you know, under Joe Biden, it was stuff like transgender bathrooms. And if boys want to say they're girls, they get to, you know, play in a different league. Right. So when you take the money, you have to do what Washington says. And I think that's the real danger for every state and every community.
I mean, that's part of the reason why you look at churches, for example, being able to self-govern, because they don't take money from the government, because you don't want the government being able to dictate your faith in the things that you believe in, that you hold truly strong convictions. I think each state kind of has their own certain values, and particularly each district, they have their own certain values. They don't want to put up with some things that like a very liberal San Francisco would put up with. So they don't want to have to be governed in the same sort of way. And that's what some of the concerns that you run into. You have to play ball with the federal government that on a whim, depending on who's running the administration, may force things that are not right for your community.
That's right. And on top of that, it's a real driver for the federal debt, because, you know, right now there's an academic out at Hoover, you know, Stanford University. He ran all the numbers. And what he found was that if Congress had kept our federal government to its enumerated powers, the things in the Constitution that it's allowed to do, and added on top of that Medicare, which care for the elderly, and then Social Security. So let's say we add those big programs too. If you just limited the federal government to those things, our debt would be zero. And so the driver of this debt that's crushing the country is all this other stuff that the federal government does that used to be the responsibility of states.
Yep. We only have about a minute. How would you fix this system? What would you do?
Well, I think the first thing is you've got to get our congressmen have got to start restraining federal spending. The other thing is our state lawmakers need to start paying attention to that money coming into their states, because most states, including Missouri, there's no visibility by the legislature on what grants their state agencies accept. And so they don't see the handcuffs that are being put on their state.
Yep. State Policy Network Senior Executive Vice President and Senior Fellow for SPN's Center for Practical Federalism. Tony, Woodleaf or Life? I apologize if I pronounce your last name wrong.
You did it. Woodleaf. It's great.
Woodleaf. You got it. You guys do great work there. And congratulations on the Wall Street Journal. What a cool thing that they give you a call. Do you think they'll call you back?
I don't know. I'm keeping my phone on just in case.
You never know. Thank you, Tony. We appreciate the time on the Mark Cox Morning Show here in St. Louis. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio, joining us after the break, 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.